Others usually join us as we go along and as they come in. And those on Zoom in close places and far away places, we have Janet from over in Vancouver Island, and we have Carl from Ontario. And we do welcome all the rest of you from China. We do appreciate your being with us.
我们现在时间差不多，我们就先开始了。欢迎所有来到教会现场的弟兄姐妹们。可能还会等一会儿还会有人陆续加入进来。然后也欢迎在 Zoom 上的，不管是从近处连接进来的还是远处连接进来的。我们 Jenny 姐妹呢是在温哥华岛上，然后 Carl 弟兄呢是从多伦多连线进来的。还有欢迎所有其他的从中国连线进来的弟兄姐妹们。
So now, tonight we're glad to have our brother David Dunlap. He's in Florida now, where all our oranges come from.
我们欢迎这个 David 的弟兄啊，他是从佛罗里达连线进来的，就是我们现在吃的所有很多的橙子都是佛罗里达出产的。
So we give him a welcome, and he's going to start a new series of Bible studies.On the book of Philippians.
所以我们欢迎他，那他今天呢，要给我们带来一个新的圣经学习的系列，那就是关于腓立比书的讲解。
Now, David and his wife have often visited us here at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel, been a help to us with his Bible teaching, both he and his wife.
那 David 和他的太太呢，常常到我们十六届教会来给我们很多的帮助给我们带来很多的教导。
So welcome, David, tonight. May the Lord bless you. Now, before we begin, I'm going to ask our brother Harold Summers if he would just come and ask the Lord's blessing upon us as we come together tonight.
好，在开始之前呢，我们先请 Harold 弟兄带我们做一个开始的祷告，求主祝福我们今天的学习。
Lord, we're thankful that we can be together tonight.
主，我们很感恩我们今天能够聚集在这里。
We marvel at the Word of God. It's always got a message, a distinct message for us every time we turn to it.
我们很感恩，每次我们翻开圣经的时候，神的话都会给我们带来特别的信息。
And we thank you, Lord, that there are men of God who can explain it to us, and we pray that that will happen again this evening.
我们也很感恩属神的人，他们能把这个神的话讲解给我们听。我们希望今天晚上也发生这样的事。
We pray that you'll give the right message to David so that he can explain it to us in words that we can understand.
我们盼望您把信息赐给 David, 让他能用我们明白的语言解释给我们听。
And we pray also, Lord, that we will be responsive to what we hear.
我们也祈求我们能对听到的信息做出回应。
Lord, there probably will be some this evening who are new to this meeting and this format. We pray especially for them, that you will encourage them and teach them.
主要今天我们有一些朋友，他们是第一次来参加这样形式的聚会，主要求您鼓励他们，也教导他们。
So Lord, we pray that you will bless tonight and that your name will be glorified.
主要求您祝福我们今天晚上的时间，盼望你的名得着荣耀。
We ask this in Jesus' name.
我们这样的祈求是奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
There's one more thing I must, I should just give you an advance announcement on, and that is that 2 weeks from tonight, due to our time change here in North America, those in China will be tuning into these messages. Instead of 10:30, it will be 11:30 time in China.
Is it not 2 weeks ago, just next week?
No, 2 weeks.Because it's on Saturday night after the next week.
No. Yeah. Change time tomorrow, right?
Huh? Change?
Yeah, this Saturday.
Next week the change will be effective.
Yeah.
No. Yes, on the weekend, but this, on the Friday it's not.
We change tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, not next Saturday.
Oh, mine is wrong.
We changed to North American.
Pardon me?
Yes, we changed tomorrow.
Oh, thank you very much.
Tomorrow night. Yeah.
My day timer says 2 weeks from now. So I don't know where this came from. Maybe from Turkey or something.
跟大家在开始前还说一个通知，就是我们明天晚上呢，就是加拿大和美国都会改成冬令时，那会影响和中国的时差。从下个星期五的学习呢，从中国连线进来的朋友呢，就要改成周六的上午11:30，而不是10:30了。但是在北美的是不受影响的，就是这个通知。Eric， 刚才我们跟大家澄清一下，就是他的那个笔记本上提醒他的这个改的时间可能有点错，他说是不是土耳其来的这个时间表？他开玩笑，对，所以提醒大家，
So I do apologize for any confusion that I might have made。
所以他抱歉，就如果给大家带来困惑的话，他道歉。
The Lord bless you, Mr. Dunlap。
Thank you, Eric, and good to be with you at 16th Avenue and those that are tuning in and joining with us in China and wherever you are in different parts of Western Canada. It's good to be with you.
很高兴今天跟大家在一起啊，不管大家是从很遥远的中国连线进来的，还是在加拿大，还是其他的地方啊，都很高兴今天和大家在一起。
So we want to, over the next number of Friday evenings, look at the 4 chapters of the book of Philippians.
那我们在接下去的一些几个星期的星期五的晚上呢，我们会一起来看这个腓立比书的四个章节。
The Apostle Paul was writing to the believers at Philippi. A number of believers were.Came to the Lord, and he's writing a letter to them.
那腓立比书呢，是保罗写给腓立比教会的一群基督徒的。因为在腓立比这个地方呢，有一些的人回转，归向主，就成了基督徒了。
Now, allow me to give you a few details, about the book, about these 4 chapters.Of the book of Philippians.
那请允许我呢给大家讲一点这个关于腓立比书的这四章内容的一些细节。
Now, what's very interesting is there's 4 chapters and there's a 104 verses in these 4 chapters.
那在这本书里呢，一共有四章104节经文。
And what's interesting is that.The name of Christ, either the Lord Jesus Christ or Lord, in different ways, over 40 times, in 104 verses, 40 times the name of the Lord Jesus is mentioned.
那有趣的一个事实呢，就是在这104节经文里啊，就是基督的名字，不管是称呼他为基督，或者是主，或者主耶稣基督，或主耶稣，各种形式吧，就是他的这个名字一共出现了40多次。
And when you come to chapter 1, 20 of the 40 times are mentioned. Christ is mentioned.
Sorry, David, how many?
In chapter 20 times.
20. 在第一章里啊，在这40多处的提到名字里，就有20处出现在第一章里。
And so when you come to this letter, we begin to see it's really all about the person of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那看到一个这么大的一个数字啊，我们就应该有点明白了，就是整个这卷书呢都是关于主耶稣基督的。
So, the Lord Jesus Christ is mentioned 40 times, 20 in the first chapter, but the word joy is mentioned 18 times.
我们刚才提到的是主耶稣基督这个名字呢，一共出现过40多次，然后第一章里就有20多次，然后还有一个词呢，就是喜乐这个词呢，也出现了18次。
And so these are some of the key words that are in the book of the Philippians.
那这两个呢，就是在腓立比书这卷书里面的关键词了。
Now, allow me to give you a little bit of an idea of what's in each chapter, and then we're going to look at chapter 1 a little bit more in depth.
好，我先给大家概述的讲一下这每一章的主要内容是什么，然后呢，我们就仔细的来查考第一章。
So in chapter one, you have the introduction to the letter, but most of chapter one is about preaching the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那第一章呢，前面几节呢是一个介绍或者是一个开场白，然后大部分的内容呢都是关于这个福音的传讲的。
The gospel is mentioned many times in chapter one. The word preaching is mentioned many times in chapter one.
那福音这个词呢也提到在第一章出现过很多次，然后传福音这个传字呢也提到过很多次。
Chapter 2 is about the Lord Jesus Christ. Right in the middle of chapter 2, we have this beautiful passage about the death and the meaning of the death of the Lord Jesus.
那第二章呢都是关于主耶稣基督的，就在这个中间的这个章节里面就写到了主耶稣基督他的荣美，就是他从他的死和他死的意义中显出他的荣美。
In chapter 3, we have the exhortation to live for the Lord Jesus. He says in chapter 3, this one thing I put behind me and I strive towards thehigh calling in the Lord Jesus Christ.
那第三章呢讲的是我们要为主而活，所以他第三章特别提到一句经文，就是忘记背后努力面前呢向着标杆直跑。
And chapter 4 is about resting in the finished work of the Lord Jesus, resting and serving the Lord Jesus.
那第四章呢是要在主已经完成的工作中安息，他强调的主要内容是安息和服事。
So I'm going to ask Yanling if she will just read for the first three verses of Philippians chapter 1, and then we'll get into more depth in this first chapter.
好，我先给大家读一下一章的前三节，然后 David 会给大家做详细的解释。一章一节到三节，基督耶稣的仆人保罗和提摩太写信给凡住腓立比在基督耶稣里的众圣徒和诸位监督、诸位执事，愿恩惠平安从神我们的父并主耶稣基督归于你们。我每逢想念你们，就感谢我的神。
Now to truly understand this letter of the Philippians, we have to go back to the very beginning. We've got to go back to the book of Acts.And find out when the Apostle Paul met these believers at Philippi. And so we want to do that. So I'm going to ask you to take your Bible and turn to chapter 16. Chapter 16 of the book of Acts. And keep your finger in Philippians chapter 1.
Now, 为了真正的明白这个腓立比书的意义呢，我们必须得回到最初，就是去看这个腓立比这个教会呢是如何建立的。所以呢，我们现在要一起翻到《使徒行传》的16章。腓立比书这里呢，大家可以留在这里，等一会儿我们还会回来。我们先翻到《使徒行传》的16章。
Now, the Apostle Paul, when he writes the letter to the Philippians.He is writing from a prison cell in Rome.
那这个保罗在写腓立比书的时候呢，他是在罗马的监狱里坐监，他是在监狱的牢房里写的。
The letters of Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, and Philemon all were written when the Apostle Paul was in prison.
那这个以弗所书腓立比书、哥罗西书和腓利门书呢，都是保罗在罗马坐监的时候写的。
But this chapter in chapter 16 of the book of Acts is where Paul first meets the believers in Philippi.
那《使徒行传》16章呢，讲的就是保罗第一次遇见就是和腓立比的信徒们相遇的这个故事的经历。
Now, the city of Philippi was a crucial city. It was a fairly large city, and it contained a good number of people who lived there.
那腓立比呢是一个比较大的一个城市，人口呢也挺多的。
It was named after after Alexander the Great's father, Philip.
那他这个名字呢，是按照这个亚历山大大帝的父亲菲利比取的。
It had deposits of silver and gold. It was had fertile areas where farming was done. It was a fairly wealthy city, a fairly important city.
那这个城市呢，是一个很重要也很富有的城市。它有很多的金矿银矿，它的土地很肥沃，农业出产也很多。
But the Apostle Paul, he was ministering and preaching the gospel when he was in Turkey, modern day Turkey.
那使徒保罗呢，那时候呢是在现在的这个土耳其这个境内啊，在传福音。
He was preaching the gospel with a team of four people.
那跟他一起传福音的呢，是一个团队，有四个人。
He was preaching with himself, with a man named Silas, with a man named Timothy, and later on with a man named Luke.
那除了他自己呢，还有一个叫希拉的人，还有一个叫提摩太的人，还有个后来呢加入的这个路加。Now
look at verse 6 with me in chapter 16.
好，我们看《使徒行传》的16章6节。
It says in verse 6, now when they were gone through Phrygia and Galatia, this is in Turkey, the Holy Spirit forbade them to go any further.
圣灵既然禁止他们在亚细亚讲道，他们就经过弗里加、加拉太一带地方。弗里加、加拉太都是现在的土耳其的境内。Now
notice what it says in verse 6. The Holy Spirit forbade them to preach the gospel.
所以我们看这一节啊，他说圣灵禁止他们在某个地方讲道。That's
an amazing thing to hear that.
哎，这样说真的是让我们很惊奇，不是吗？
You would probably read that two or three times to see the Holy Spirit forbade them to preach the gospel in Asia.
那可能你会在圣经里有两三处地方都提到，就是圣灵禁止他们在亚洲，就是在亚细亚一带，小亚细亚一带讲道。And
then it said, they went to Mysia and then into Bithynia, and the Spirit of God forbade them to go into those places to preach the gospel.
然后第七节呢，又讲他说到他们到了美西亚的边界，他们想要往庇推尼去，耶稣的灵却不许。Now,
whenever the Spirit of God does not lead us in a particular area, but leads us into another area, it means that there's going to be blessing. It's a very good and important reason for why He does that.
那每当圣灵呢，不让我们到某个地方讲道，带领我们到另外一个讲道呢，他一定有他自己特别好的理由。We
have a very important lesson here. We need to stay close in our fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ and be sensitive to where and what the Spirit of God is leading us to do.
所以在这里呢，我们可以学到一个功课，那就是呢，我们必须离主耶稣很近，我们也要对圣灵的带领很敏感，要知道他要带我们到哪里去服侍他。In
the Gospels, the Lord Jesus says this, He who has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. In Revelation, He says that.
那在启示录呢，圣经里面有这样一句话，他说有耳可听的就应当听圣灵对他们说的话。Spirit
of God will lead us and direct us when we where He wants us to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以圣灵呢会引导我们，带领我们，告诉我们应该到哪里去讲耶稣基督的福音。It
says that the Spirit of God forbade them to preach in Phrygia, in Galatia, and Mysia, but He is going to lead him to preach the gospel in Europe for the first time.
所以这里呢，圣灵呢禁止他们在弗里加、加拉太和美西亚这一带地方讲道，但是圣灵呢的确要带领他们要到欧洲去讲道，而且是第一次带他们到那里去。He
is going to open the door to preach the gospel to the thousands and the millions who were in Europe at that time.
那圣灵呢要带领他们去给当时住在欧洲的成千上万的人讲福音。
Now, does that mean that God has no plan to bring the gospel to these places where the Holy Spirit forbade him to preach?
但是这是不是意味着神对他禁止保罗去讲到的这几个地方就没有他的计划了呢？
Does it mean that these people will never hear the gospel?
是不是意味着这些地方的人就永远不会听到福音了呢？
Now look at some of those names. Bithynia, Mysia, Galatia. Now, keep your finger there. And I mentioned you keep your finger also in Philippians, but keep another finger and turn with me over to the book of 1 Peter.
好，我们留意这几提到的几个名字啊，比如说美西亚、比推尼、加拉太等等。好，现在我们翻到彼得前书。
Paul was not told to go into these particular areas with.
那圣灵呢？没有告诉保罗要去这些地方。
He was forbidden by the Holy Spirit to preach the gospel in these areas, but he was told to go into the area of Philippi and then later on into Europe.
那保罗呢被禁止在这些地方传道，但是呢圣灵带他会去到腓立比以及欧洲其他的地方去传道。
But the Spirit of God and God wants to bring the gospel to every person.
但是神的灵啊，就是神啊，他希望把福音带给每一个人。
There 是一个对吧 ？Tiger in the zoo， 在动物园有一个老虎，一只老虎，那一个应该是选啥？
SMR. Notice what it says in verse 1 of 1 Peter chapter 1.
好，我们看彼得前书的一章一节。
Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the sojourners scattered in Galatia, in Cappadocia, in Asia, in Bithynia.These are the same areas where Paul was forbidden to preach the gospel, but Peter was sent into those areas to preach the gospel.
那这里提到呢，彼得呢，他是在加拉太、加帕多加、亚细亚、庇推尼，提到这些地方呢，就是保罗所禁止传道的这些地方，是同样的地区。所以，保罗没有去，但彼得去了。
So we see from these two passages.God has a plan for everyone to hear the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, and he wants all to come to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以从这两处经文呢，我们看到神呢对每一个地方的人都有他的计划，他希望每一个人呢都听到福音，都能够悔改相信主得救。
In 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9, it says the Lord Jesus Christ wants all to come to repentanceand a knowledge of the truth.
在彼得后书的三章九节里面写到，神不愿一有一人沉沦呢，乃愿人人都悔改。
If you're listening tonight or tomorrow morning, and you have never heard the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, I want to give you just a couple of points.
那如果今天在我们这个会议上的不管是星期五的晚上还是国内星期六上午的，如果你从来没有听到过福音的话呢，我现在呢要给你讲几点。
One of the most important things there is in life is to understand the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and to believe it with all your heart.
那我们人生中最重要的事情呢，就是明白主耶稣基督，并用你的全心呢来接受他。
The Apostle Paul risked his life to go and preach the gospel in Asia Minor.
那保罗呢是冒着生命危险在小亚细亚地区呢讲道。
When he would go to Philippi, it would be at the risk of his life to do that.
然后他去腓立比也是一样的，他是要冒着生命危险的。
When he would go into Philippi, he would be cast into prison.
因为他到腓立比的时候呢，他会被关到监狱里去的。
He would be beaten for the fact that he was preaching the gospel.
他会因为他在讲福音而被鞭打。
We have to believe the fact that the gospel is one of the most important things to the Apostle Paul.
所以我们必须要认清这样一个事实啊，就是福音对于使徒保罗来说呢，是最重要的一件事。
It is one of the most important things to the Lord Jesus.
那它也是对主耶稣基督来说最重要的一件事。
It is one of the most important things of all the Bible.
它也是整本圣经里面最重要的主题。
So what is the gospel in a few words?
那我们怎么用简短的几句话来讲福音到底是什么呢？
First of all, the gospel is this, that we are lost and we cannot have our sins forgiven outside of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那首先呢，我们是失丧的人，除了主耶稣基督呢，我们没有别的办法使我们的罪能够得到赦免。
There's no way that we could ever have our sins forgiven or find a way into heaven outside of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那除了主耶稣基督这条路呢，我们没有别的方法能够使我们的罪得赦免，能够去到天堂。
But Christ has come.
但是基督来了。
Christ has come and he's gone to the cross of the cross of Calvary, the cross where he died.
他不仅来了。而且他走上了哥哥他的十字架，替我们流出了他的血。
When he died on that cross, our sin debt was placed upon him.
那当他死在十字架上时候呢，我们罪的债呢就放在了他的身上。
He has borne our punishment.
他背负了我们的刑罚。
He paid the penalty for our sins on the cross when he died.
当他死的时候呢，他为我们的罪付上了代价。
And he reaches out to us with an invitation to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ.
那现在呢，他带着邀请来到我们中间，他邀请我们相信耶稣基督。
When we believe and receive that gift of salvation,
当我们相信我们接受了这救恩的礼物的时候呢，
our sins are forgiven.We have eternal life. We have a place in heaven reserved for us that fadeth not away.
那我们的罪就得了赦免，我们就有了永生，我们在天上呢，就会得着一份永不会失去的位置。
Look down with me at chapter 16 and verse 9.
好，我们再回到《使徒行传》的16章第9节。
The Apostle Paul has a vision. He is...told not to preach in these places, but now he has this vision from a man who says, come over to us in Philippi and preach the gospel to us.
那使徒保罗呢被禁止到在亚细亚一带讲道，那在第九节里提到呢，他看到了一个异象，在异象中呢有一个人站着求他说，请你过到马其顿来帮助我们。
It says in verse 9, and the apostle Paul in a visionAppeared to Paul a man who stood before him, a man of Macedonia, who was beseeching him, begging him to come over and help them.
第九节，在夜间有异象现于保罗，有一个马其顿人站着求他，就是恳求他，祈求他说，对，祈求他。
What did they want the Apostle Paul to do?
他们想要保罗做什么呢？
When they say, come over to help us, what did he mean?
当这个人说，请你过到马其顿来帮助我们，他是什么意思呢？
You see, this man here in verse 9, this is the call of a sinner.
那在这里提到的这个保罗啊，他是罪人保罗。
This is a call of a man who has a spiritual need.
哦，不是，这个呼唤保罗的人是个罪人，那他呢是因为一个需要，有一个需要来呼唤保罗。
This is the call of a man who says, I'm under the conviction of sin, and I want you to bring the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to me.
那这个呼求的人呢，他知道他是在罪的这个被定罪的状态呢，他知道自己需要救恩，他需要帮助。
So it says in verse 10, immediately Paul and his fellow co-workers, they endeavored to go to Philippi and to preach the gospel to that area.
然后第十节呢，那保罗他看到这个异象呢，还有以及他随行的人呢，就马上就有了这样的一个热切的愿望啊，要到这个腓立比树去传福，腓立比去传福音。
As they go into that area, they meet a number of people where they preach the gospel to them and they become saved.
那他们到了腓立比呢，以后呢，他就遇到几个人，然后保罗呢就给他们传福音，他们就信了。
The message of chapter 16 is a message of difficulty and persecution on one hand and tremendous saving of souls on the other hand.
那这个使徒行传16章的信息啊，一方面就是使徒们他们遇到了极大的逼迫，另外一方面呢就是这个福音呢，就是传的果效特别的巨大。
In one hand, the whole town is in an uproar.And they want to cast the Apostle Paul and his fellow co-workers in prison.
那一方面呢，他整个城里的人呢都暴动起来，都要把保罗和他的同伴呢扔到监狱里去。
On one hand, the Apostle Paul is beaten for his faith, and he's beaten because of his preaching of the gospel.
那一方面呢，保罗呢是被使徒保罗被打，就是因为他传福音而被打。
But on the other hand, we see the blessing of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
但另一方面呢，我们也看到主耶稣基督福音所带来的祝福。
Paul had one purpose in life, and that is to share the gospel of the Lord Jesus to as many people as possible.
那保罗他的一生呢，有一个愿望，就是尽可能的向更多的人传讲主耶稣基督的福音。
He goes to a riverside and he meets a number of women. He preaches the gospel to them.
那保罗到了一条河边啊，然后在这里遇见了一些妇人，就把福音讲给他们听。
He goes into the town and he preaches the gospel to those he meets in the town.
然后呢，他又进到城里去，在城里所遇见的所有的人，他都给他们讲福音。
When he's cast into prison, he preaches to the jailer and those who were in prison with him the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
当他被关进监狱了以后呢，他又跟狱卒以及所有关在监狱里其他的囚犯呢，讲主耶稣基督的福音。
And over and over again, God blesses the preaching of His word.
所以一次又一次呢，神祝福了他所传讲的福音。
And so we have the beginning of this church in Philippi.
然后我们就看到了这个在腓立比的这个教会就开始建立起来了。
We have a woman named Lydia who gets saved.
我们这里有一个叫吕底亚的妇人得救了。
We have a jailer that gets saved, and his whole family, and his wife, and his whole household.
然后我们看到狱卒以及他的妻子，他的全家都信主了。
And now you have this nucleus, you have this beginning of this church at Philippi, a very small beginning.But God is going to do great things through this small nucleus, a small body of early believers.
那现在我们看到这个腓立比教会有的起步呢是很少的一点人，就这几个人，但是神会大大的祝福他们的。
I want to say this about small things. God loves to do great things with small.With small things.
那我想要在这里讲一下，就是在神眼里啊，他是看重小的东西的，他可以把小的东西变成大的祝福。
He begins with a few women who are saved by a riverside.
那这个他的做工呢，是从河边的几个得救的妇人开始的。
He begins with one family, that is the saved from the jailer's conversion.
然后他是从信主的狱卒和他的几个家人开始的。
He begins with a small group, and he's eventually going to bring the gospel to all of Europe through these small beginnings.
他要借着这个小小的开端，借着开始的这少数的几个人，他要把福音传遍整个欧洲。
Now let's turn back to the book of Philippians.
好，我们现在翻回到腓立比书。
So we saw how the church was initially started in Acts chapter 16.
好，我们刚才在《使徒行传》16章看到了这个腓立比教会最初呢是如何建立起来的。
Now later, the church is going to continue on, and Paul is going to write this letter to them.
然后呢，这个教会呢就会继续发展下去。现在保罗呢要给这个教会写信了。
He's going to write to them a number of things to encourage them in their faith.
那他要给他们提到很几点内容，要鼓励他们的信心。
Now, one of the purposes of writing the letter is Paul is thanking them for a financial gift that they sent to them, that he sent to him in prison.
保罗写信的其中的一个原因呢，就是要感谢腓立比教会的信徒啊，当他在罗马坐监的时候，给了他财务上的支持。
That's one of the purposes, but another purpose was to encourage this church to go on in their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
那这是其中一个原因，另外一个原因呢，他是要鼓励这个教会啊，继续持守在主耶稣基督的信心里面。
So let's go to the first couple of verses and look at that for a moment.
好，我们先看开始的几节啊。
Now notice what it says in verse 1.
我们看第一节。
It says, Paul and Timothy, servants of Jesus Christ.
他说，基督耶稣的仆人保罗和提摩太。
Now Paul doesn't use great terms of himself, very simple terms.When he speaks about himself.
那保罗写到他自己的时候呢，用的是很简单的一个词。
He doesn't call himself a great apostle.
他没有叫自己伟大的使徒。
He doesn't call himself a great missionary.
他也没叫他自己伟大的传教士。
He calls himself, in the lowliest of terms, he calls himself a bondservant.
他用这个最谦卑的词来称呼他自己啊，就是仆人或者是奴仆。
He calls himself simply a servant, a slave of Jesus Christ.
他管自己啊，就称作耶稣基督的仆人或者耶稣基督的奴仆。
He says he's a humble servant. Simply his only goal, his only desire is to serve the Lord Jesus and to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
他说他自己啊，就是一个谦卑的仆人呢、啊。他唯一的目的啊，就是要服侍主，要传讲主耶稣基督的福音。
It's interesting that the term servant is used 800 times in the Old Testament and the New Testament to speak about leaders.
很有趣啊，在旧约和新约里面，用仆人这个词啊，有800多次，都是指的是领袖。
You know, it's interesting that David is called a servant of the Lord over 40 times.
大卫啊，称自己为主的仆人呢，有40次。
Moses is spoken as a servant of God over 60 times in the Old Testament.
在旧约里面，摩西称他是主的仆人呢，有60多次。
David, Moses, Paul.Joshua all use this term of being a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那不管是摩西啊，还是大卫，还是保罗，还是约书亚，他们都用这个词，就称自己为神的仆人。
The Lord Jesus says this. He says, "I have not the Son of Man has not come to be ministered unto, but to minister, but to serve, and give His life a ransom for many."
主耶稣基督自己也说，他说人此来不是要让人服侍，而是来服侍，舍了他的命，为了做多人的赎价。
Right after the Lord Jesus says that in Mark chapter 10, he says these words.
那在马可福音的10章，主耶稣基督说了这话。
He says, "Whosoever desires to be great among you must be a servant."
他说，你们当中谁想为大，就得必须得做仆人。
He who desires to be first among you must be a servant of all.
那如果谁想在人中啊做为首的，他必须先为仆。
A servant isn't a position of high degree, but a servant is one who serves the Lord Jesus and serves the people of God.
所以仆人啊，其实是一个很高贵的位置，因为他是服侍主、服侍人的。
So Paul and Timothy say they're servants of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以保罗和提摩太啊，他们都说自己是主耶稣基督的仆人。
And notice what it says next. It says to all the saints in Christ Jesus in Philippi.
然后我们看他接下去说什么呢？他说写信给凡住腓立比在基督耶稣里的众圣徒。
With, he says, with the overseers and the deacons.
然后和诸位监督、诸位执事。
He first speaks about all the saints. He's writing to all the believers who are at Philippi.
所以他先提到的是众圣徒，也就是腓立比教会的所有的信徒。
The first, his first audience, the first, the people that he's writing to, and the people that are very important, the people he wants to see grow in Christ.
所以他写信的这个首先的对象啊，他的首先的听众呢，就是众圣徒，就是所有在基督里成长的信徒。
Are this group of people he calls the saints?
那这一群人呢，他们管他管他们叫圣徒。
Later on in verse 1, he'll say, and with the overseers and the bishop and the deacons.
然后他才提到诸位监督、诸位执事。
The letter, it seems to be addressed directly to the saints, among you.
所以呢，这封信看上去是直接写给众圣徒的。
Who are the saints? The saints are Christians. They're believers who come to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
那谁是这众圣徒呢？众圣徒就是信徒，就是信靠耶稣基督作为他们救主的人。
These are the real audience of Paul.
那他是保罗真正他们是保罗真正的听众。
Everything he's writing with these people, these saints in mind.
那他写信的时候，他写的每一句话，他脑子里想的都是要写给这些人的。
Now, don't misunderstand me. The overseers and the deacons are very important.
但是不要误解了啊，这个监督和执事呢，他们也是非常重要的。
But the role of the overseers and the deacons is simply to do all they can to build up the body of Christ.Build up and mature these believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, that they can be strong, and that they can serve Christ as well.
但是监督和执事啊，他们所有工作的目的呢，就是为了建造教会，都是为了促进众圣徒的成熟啊，使他们都可以更好的服侍主耶稣基督。
So when you read verse 1, Paul says to the saints who are in Philippi, in Christ Jesus, who are in Philippi.With the overseers and the deacons.
所以他在第二节才在第一节才这样写，他说写信给凡住腓立比在基督耶稣里的众圣徒和诸位监督、诸位执事。
He mentions the overseers. These are important leaders within the church.
那他提到了监督，那监督呢是教会的很重要的领导人。
And deacons also important leaders.In the local church.
那执事呢，也是地方教会重要的领导人。
As we go further into this chapter, I want to look at a couple of things with you.
那我们再往下看哦，还有一些重点重要的内容要跟大家提出来。
As we go to verse 3, we see Paul is a man of great prayer.
我们在第三节看到保罗是一个伟大的祷告的人。
That's a great example for us and all leaders. Leaders should be men of prayer.
那这是我们每一个人的榜样，特别是做领袖的教会领袖的人的榜样啊，就是领袖必须是一个祷告的人。
Through chapter 1, we'll see Paul praying for a number of things regarding these saints, these believers in the Lord Jesus Christ.
刚好看到保罗为这一群耶稣基督里的圣徒啊祷告了很多方面。
Look what he says in verse 3. He says, I thank my God when I think of you.
第三节他说我每逢想念你们就感谢我的神。
He says, always, in every prayer. of mine making request for you.
他说，每一次，永远都是总是这样的，就是当我为你们祷告的时候。
Down in verse 6, he says also, being confident of this very thing, God who has begun a good work in you will continue it in Jesus Christ.
第六节也是一样，他说，我深信那在你们心里动了善功的，必成全这功，直到耶稣基督的日子。
So he's praying for these believers. He is bringing them up before God and asking God to work and mature them, make them strong in the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以他一直在为这些圣徒们祷告，他把这些圣徒带到主的面前，他求主做那个使他们能够越来越变得成熟的这样的工作。
And now I want to look at two more things before we close out our main time, and then we'll have some questions.
好，我们在结束今天主要的讲课内容之前啊，接下去因为是问答的时间，我们再讲两点。
Now the first thing I want to look with you is at verse 5.
好，第一个呢，我想让大家看一下第五节。
He says in verse 4, I praise you that you have been, that for your fellowship in the gospel from the very first day that you were saved until now.
他说因为从头一天直到如今呢，你们是同心合一的兴旺福音。
Now when you come to chapter 1, you'll see the gospel mentioned 6 times.
你在第一章里会看到福音提到了六次。
You'll see it in verse 5.
看刚才第五节就提到过一次。
You'll see it in verse 7.
在第七节又提到一次。
For the confirmation of the gospel, you are partakers of my grace. The last part of verse 7.
辨明证实福音的时候，你们都与我一同得恩。
Verse 12, the gospel is mentioned. Verse 17. And also,
12, 17节,
and also verse 27.
和27节都提到福音。
The gospel is mentioned all through this chapter, and it's mentioned all through this book of the Philippians.
那不仅在第一章啊，到处都提到福音，在整个全卷书里 也都到处提到福音。
Paul had a passion to see more and more people saved as often as he could.
所以保罗啊，是有这样极大的热情啊，他希望看到越来越多的更多的人能够得救。
As he began to work with these believers, very soon he began to form a team of co-workers from the people who were at Philippi.
所以他在腓立比的圣徒里做工没有多久呢，他就从当中建立了一个团队，跟他一起同工。
He says in verse 5, for your fellowship, your partnership, your this close bond we have. He says in verse 5, for your fellowship in the gospel was from the first day until now.
所以第五节他说，从头一天直到现在，你们都是同心合意的跟我一起兴旺福音的。
It seems that these believers began to work with Paul and share the gospel from the very early days after they were saved.
所以可以看出来啊，这些信徒们从他们一得救的最初啊，很早开始就和保罗一起做福音的工作了。
Look what he says in verse 27 of chapter 1.
好，我们看保罗在一章的二十七节是怎么说的。
The last phrase of verse 27. It says, striving together for the faith of the gospel.
他说为所信的福音呢，齐心努力。
It says in chapter 2 and verse 22.
好，我们再看二章的二十二节。
He says about Epaphroditus, from the very beginning, he has served with me in the gospel.
他讲到的提摩太啊，也是从一开始就跟他一起为福音服事。
And then when you come to the last chapter, we meet a number of people who are serving with the Apostle Paul in the gospel. Clement of Alexandria and other fellow workers whose names are in the book of life.
然后在这后面几章里面提到很多跟保罗一起服侍的人呢、啊、比如说以巴弗提呀、啊、还有其他的一些人，他们都和这个保罗一起同工。
So one of the first things we see is Paul loved to gather a team of workers to serve the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们看到第一点就是保罗他愿意召集一个团队啊，和他一起来服侍主传福音。
He mentored them and he encouraged them and he prayed for them.
那他指导他们，鼓励他们，教导他们。
He gave them responsibility from the very beginning to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
从一开始呢，保罗就给这些人责任，让他们去传耶稣基督的福音。
Now, what's the value of having a team like this?
那有这样一个团队，它的价值在哪里呢？
Well, you can be more productive. The more workers you have, the more productive you can be.
那就是你可以有更多做工的果效。
Older believers can mentor younger believers to be more mature and more effective in the gospel.
那年老的基督徒呢，可以指教年轻的基督徒啊，能变得更加的成熟，能够更有效的传福音。
They can join together in prayer and see God work and do wonderful things in their midst.
然后他们可以一起祷告，能够看神在他们中间做奇妙的工作。
There's more encouragement and there's more support. When there's discouragement, others come alongside and help to give encouragement to those fellow believers.
所以有一个团队呢，他们就可以得到更多的鼓励，更多的支持。当有人灰心的时候，沮丧的时候呢，他就会得到同伴的鼓励。
Let's go back for a minute to Acts chapter 20.
好，我们再回去到《使徒行传》的二十章。
Acts chapter 20 and verse 4.
四节。
Now, what we read in Acts 20, verse 4 is not what took place in Philippi, but Paul mentions a team of workers.
那这个二十章四节呢？不是在腓立比发生的事情，但是他在这里呢提到一个他跟他一起同工的团队。
It seems wherever Paul went, he gathered to himself a team of workers.
所以看上去保罗不管到哪里啊，他就都召集一群人跟他一起工作。
In verse 4, Sopater of Berea, and Aristarchus and Secundus and Gaius of Derbe, and Timothy of Asia, and Tychius and Trophimus.
他说有这个比利亚人，比罗斯的儿子索巴特。帖塞罗尼迦人、亚里达古和西宫都，还有特庇人该由并提摩太，又有亚西亚人推基古和特罗菲摩。
So when Paul traveled, it was travel with a number of men who he could mentor and he could use in the gospel.
所以当保罗在旅行传道的时候啊，他会带着一群人，他在路上的时候呢，就可以指教他们，帮助他们。
If you're a believer in the Lord Jesus, if you're in a local church, I would encourage you, go to your leadership. Go to some that are leaders and say, I want to be part of serving the Lord Jesus Christ in this local church.
那如果你是一个基督徒，你也在一个地方教会里呢，我鼓励你去找你们教会的领袖，跟他说，我也想成为这教会服侍的一员，我也想要成为福音事工的一份子。
I want to be your Timothy. I want you to help me to grow and be able to serve the Lord Jesus Christ more effectively.
你可以跟你的领袖说，我想成为你的提摩太，我想要你帮助我成长，能够更好的服侍主。
What a joy it would be to have a group of people in every local church, a good team of serving the Lord Jesus Christ together.
所以在一个地方教会啊，如果大家都能够行动起来，能够有一个好的团队一起来同工，一起来服侍主，这是多么美好的事情啊。
Now let's look at one last thing in our study this morning, in this chapter.
好，我们看这个今天讲的内容，就第一章的内容的最后一点。
Now look at verses 9, 10, and 11. 9, 10, and 11.
九十和十一，一章的九十十一节。
This is one of the wonderful prayers of the Apostle Paul.
这是使徒保罗的一个非常美好的一个祷告。
Now, earlier in this chapter, he mentioned the fact that he always prayed for them.
那在这第一章的前面啊，他提到了他总是为常常的为腓立比人祷告。
But here in verses 9, 10, 11, we actually have the words of his prayer.
那九节到十一节呢，我们在这里的确看到了他祷告的话是什么。
We actually have the actual items for which the Apostle Paul prayed for these believers.
那在这三节里呢，我们看到他为这个腓立比这些信徒到底祷告的内容是什么。
We can learn a lot about what we should pray for each other,by looking at the prayers of the Apostle Paul.
所以我们可以从使徒保罗的这个祷告的词里面啊，能够学到我们该如何为别的信徒祷告。
Now there are seven items, and I'm going to mention to you shortly, and then we'll open the time. I'm going to turn it over to Eric, and we'll open the time to some questions. But let's look at these seven things. I want to list them to you, and I want you to notice what these things are. What a wonderful thing for us to pray this same kind of prayer for each other.
那他在这个祷三节里面提到了七个祷告的内容，所以这个对我会一一的把它列出来啊。这个对我们会很有帮助的，让我们知道我们该如何为其他的信徒祷告。
In verse 9, the first thing he says, I pray that your love might abound.More and more.
那第一个呢，就是第九节说的。他说：“我要你们的爱心呢，多而又多。”
So he says, "I pray that your love for each other, and I think your love for those in Philippi that you want to reach with the gospel, might abound more and more and more."
他是说，我希望腓立比的教会的信徒啊，你们能够彼此相爱，然后这个福音的果子啊，能够越结越多。
And he says, your knowledge might abound more and more.
然后呢，他会说，他说那个知识啊，也是多而又多。
The last part is your knowledge and discernment would grow, would abound more and more and more.
然后他还最后提到说，你的各样见识也要多而又多。
What kind of knowledge was he talking about?
他这里提到的知识是什么样子的知识呢？
I think primarily it was their knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我觉得他主要提到的、想到的这个知识啊，就是指关于耶稣基督的知识。
In 2 Peter 3:18, Peter says that you may grow in grace.And the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ.
在彼得后书三章十八节啊，彼得说：“你们却要在我们救主耶稣基督的恩典和知识上有长进。”
So he says that your love might abound. He says that your knowledge might abound. He says that you would abound in discernment.
所以保罗在这里提到，希望他们的爱心多而又多，那知识呢多而又多，然后各样见识也多而又多。
Let's look down at verse 10 of this prayer.
好，我们再看第十节。
The first thing he says that you might approve things that are excellent.
然后他说，你们能够分辨是非啊，或者说你们能够喜爱那美好的事。
What he means by that phrase is this. He means that you might prove those things which are doctrinally correct.
那他这句话的意思啊，是说你们能够明白哪些是在教义上正确的。
The phrase "approve things that are excellent" means test things and seek those things that are best.
他这里分辨是非的意思就是你们能够测试各样的事情，然后呢，分辨出哪些是最好的。
And he's speaking about doctrinal truth. Don't be led astray.
他这里讲到的是。就是这个教义上的真理啊，不要被别人带跑了。
And then he says in the same verse that you would be sincere and without offense until the day of Christ.
然后他在这一节的后半段他说要做诚实无过的人直到基督的日子。
And then lastly, he says, that you might be filled with all the fruits of righteousness which are by Jesus Christ unto his glory and the praise of God.
那最后在十一节里他提到并靠着 耶稣基督结满了仁义的果子叫荣耀称赞归于神。
Seven great statements of things that Paul prays for. What a wonderful list that he has concerning the growth and maturity of these believers in the Lord Jesus.
所以 这七样是保罗多么美好的一个祷告啊，都这些都是关系到这个信徒的成熟和成长的七样非常重要的东西。
So we've seen tonight a little bit about the background to this letter. We've seen a little bit about what Paul writes to these believers, the team that he's developed, and then his tremendous love and how he prays for them.
所以今天呢我们主要学习的内容呢一个是看这本书的背景啊就是腓立比教会的最初的建立的这个情形以及保罗呢他对他们腓立比人的这个极大的爱心啊还有就是他是怎么样组建一个团队一起同工的还有最后呢我们看到保罗是如何为腓立比教会的人祷告的。
So the second half of chapter one is more about the gospel and the preaching of the gospel. And Paul is going to develop that theme, and we'll look at that next week.
那这个一章的后半段呢，主要围绕的是福音以及传福音这个主题的。那我们下一周呢，会详细的来看。
So I want to turn the time back over to Eric. You may have some questions, and we'll try to address and provide some answers.
现下去时间呢，交给 Eric 长老，然后大家可能会有一些问题可以提出来，我们就是几个长老他们会回答。
Yes, thank you, David. We appreciate that very much, and looking forward to the rest of your exposition of this lovely epistle.
非常感谢 David 弟兄啊，我们很期待他接下去为我们更多的讲解这封非常美好的有爱的这个书信。
I'm going to ask Harold if he'll come up and you can help us with the hard questions, Mr. Summers.
我们先请 Harold 长老也坐到前面来，有一些难的问题的话还需要他来出吗？
Good, now's our time. We're open to any questions you might have. On the book of Philippians, or any questions you might have that has.
现在我们开放时间给大家来问问题啊，不管是关于腓立比书的问题，还是任何的问题都可以。在 Zoom 上的朋友，我们也欢迎你们提问，你们把话筒打开就可以直接说了。Yeah, I just tell the brothers in the Zoom, they can ask questions.
Yeah, okay, good, thank you.Often we get a number of questions. Sometimes we've had to go over time because of the number of questions.
那通常呢，我们都会有一些问题啊，为了回答这些问题，有的时候都会超时，所以大家不用客气啊，请尽管问。
Yes, Anne.
It might be a very simple question, but for me, it's a kind of new Bible. So, what is the day of the?
Day of Christ.
The day of Christ.
The day of Christ. 好，那 Anne 这个问题呢，他是说这个基督的日子是什么意思？
Did David get the question?
David, did you get the question?
Yes, yes. The day of Christ. What is the meaning of the day of Christ?
Thank you.
And so let's take our Bibles and turn over. Keep a finger there in that chapter, but turn over.To Second Peter chapter 3.
我们翻到彼得后书的三章。
So in scripture, we have three major days mentioned in the Word of God, in the New Testament especially.
那在圣经里面啊, 特别是在新约里面, 提到了三个重要的日子。
So you see in chapter 3 of 2 Peter, in verse 10, it says, the day of the Lord shall come as a thief in the night.
好，我们在彼得后书的三章十节里啊， 看到主的日子要像贼来到一样。 这里是 the day of the Lord.
So the day of the Lord in verse 10 speaks about the day of the tribulation period that will begin after the rapture of the church.
这里主的日子呢, 讲的是在教会被提以后要开始的这个大灾难时期。
But drop down with me to another day that's mentioned in this chapter. That's verse 12.
好，我们再看这个十二节， 提到了另外一个日子。
Verse 12, he says, hastening unto the coming of the day of God.
这里说, 切切仰望神的日子来到, the day of God.
Another day, the day of God.
这是另外一个日子。
which the heavens shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat.
就是神的日子, 在那日, 天被火烧, 就消化了, 有行止的, 都要被烈火融化。
The day of God refers to eternity.
那神,
after this world, a new heavens, a new earth will be formed, and eternity, when we will be with Christ forever in heaven.
那这神的日子呢, 指的就是永恒, 就是这个世界要过去, 要有一个新的世界, 要建立, 那个时候我们会和基督永永远远在一起。
Day of the Lord, Day of God, and Day of Christ.
所以呢, 我们有三个日子, 一个是主的日子, 一个是神的日子, 还有一个基督的日子。
So the Day of the Lord is the tribulation period that will take place. The Day of God is eternity, where God will be all in all. The day of Christ is the rapture of the church, where we will be taken up, caught up together to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord, the rapture of the church.
那主的日子呢, 是指的是, 灾难时期, 七年灾难时期, 那神的日子呢, 指的是永恒, 那基督的日子呢, 指的是教会被提的日子, 我们会被提到空中, 永永远远跟主在一起。
Now, one last thing about chapter 3 of 2 Peter that I want to mention.
那关于彼得后书三章啊, 我还要讲一点。
Verse 13 and verse 14 all have the word looking.
那就是12节, 13节和 14节都有看, 这个词。
Verse 12 says looking. Verse 13, nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look. And verse 14, beloved, seeing that you look for such things.
那这中文把look呢, 翻成这个仰望或者是盼望, 12节翻译成仰望神的日子, 13节呢, 翻译成盼望, 新天新地, 14节呢, 写盼望这些事。
So these words have the idea, not just the physical looking, that we would look at a page, or look at something we would be shopping for, but it has a different meaning in these three occurrences of this word.
那这里呢, 指的呢, 不是我们用肉眼的看, 比如说我们看要买个东西啊, 我们看一页书啊, 不是的, 它是有, 其他的意思的。
So it's looking with anticipation and looking with expectation.
那它是带着期待, 带着盼望的一种看。
Let me just mention the difference between expectation and anticipation, just for our audience. Expectation is when we expect something based upon fact.
那我们要期待一下, 要区分一下这个期待和这个, 怎么说呢, 和这个期的区别啊, 就是这个, expectation 呢, 是指你是基于事实的一个期待。
We're having have a expectation that we will get married, our marriage day, or Christmas is coming. We know it will come, and we have an expectation of that thing.
比如说呢，圣诞节一定会来，所以我们期待圣诞节的这个期待呢，是一个有确据的，就是一个有个事实会发生的期待。
We have graduation. We've worked hard on our classes, and now we expect to graduate. We're looking with expectation.
一直在努力的学习，我们知道我们一定会有毕业的那一天，我们一定会达到毕业的程度，所以我们是 expect 就是期待这个事实会到来，这个毕业的事实会到来。
But there's another idea in these words, and that is anticipation.
那还有这里面的这几个 look 这个词还有一层含义呢，就是
anticipation has the idea of looking with joy, looking with enjoyment.
是期盼吧，我把它翻译成期盼更好，就是我带着喜乐去等候，去盼望这一天的到来。
We're looking with enjoyment to the coming of the Lord.
是我带着喜乐来等候主的再来。
We're looking with anticipation to the blessing of being with the Lord.
以及我们期待主再来所带来的一切祝福。
The day of God, the day of Christ, we look with expectation and anticipation to the coming. So back to the original question, and I'm sorry for going so long,but it simply means the rapture of the church.
那同样就是不管是主的日子、神的日子和这个基督的日子，我们都是带着喜乐的心去盼望，期待他早日来的。我们再回到这个问题本身啊，很抱歉刚才讲了这么多其他的内容。这个基督的日子，简单的说就是教会被提的日子。
You say you're new to the Bible. And perhaps David should explain a little bit what the rapture means and who takes part in this rapture. Who looks forward to the day of Christ? Could you expand on that a little bit, please, David?
Happy to.
说他那个接触圣经时间不长啊，所以可能 David 有必要来解释一下这个被提啊，到底是包括哪些人，就是谁会参与到被提这件事情上啊？希望 David 能够展开讲一讲。
Let's go to chapter 4 of 1 Thessalonians.
我们翻到帖撒罗尼迦前书。
Let me just mention a couple of things about the rapture of the church.
在这里我们提到了这个教会被提的几件事。
Number one, in Philippians chapter 3 and verse 20, it says, our citizenship is in heaven, from whence we look for a savior who will change our lowly bodies to be like his glorious body.
Philippians 3:20. Okay.
在腓立比书的三章二十节讲到是，我们却是天上的国民啊，并且等候救主，就是主耶稣基督从天上降临。
Well, one of the things from that verse is that when the Lord Jesus Christ comes in the rapture.One of the things that will happen is our bodies will be transformed.
那主耶稣基督降临的时候，有一件事情就是我们的身体会被改变。
Our physical bodies will be changed when the Lord takes us to heaven.
就当主耶稣把我们带到天上去的时候呢，我们这个肉体啊会改变。
We will have.It says, bodies like the Lord Jesus Christ's body.
那我们的这个身体啊，会像主耶稣基督的身体一样。
It says, he will transform our body to be like the body, the glorious body of the Lord Jesus Christ.
就是在下面一节二十一节，他说将我们这卑贱的身体改变形状，和他自己荣耀的身体相似。
So, as the Lord comes, he will catch us up to be with him in the air.
所以当主再来的时候呢，他会把我们提到空中去。
We don't know when he will come. He will come unexpectedly. He will come and he will take up from the earth those who are believers in the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们不知道主耶稣什么时候再来，他来的这时间呢是我们没法预料的，但他来的时候呢，他会把我们从地上提走，就是凡是相信耶稣基督的信徒，他都会把我们从地上提走，提到天上。
When he catches us up, as we go to heaven, our bodies in a blink of an eye, our bodies will be transformed to be like the body of the Lord Jesus.
那他把我们，当他把我们从地上提走的时候呢，我们的肉体会瞬间改变，就是变成荣耀的身体。
The Bible tells us mortal shall be put on immortality, and corruption shall put on incorruption.
所以圣经说我们这必朽坏的要变成不朽坏的，这个暂时的要变成永远的。
So one of the first things is that our bodies will be transformed.
所以呢，被提的当中的真理啊，第一点呢，就是我们的身体会被改变。
Another truth is that it will be instantaneous. It'll be in the blink of an eye.
那第二个事实呢，就是在一下一瞬间，就是突然一下，很快的时间里面发生。
People will be removed from this earth or be caught up to be with the Lord so quickly that the rest of the world will not even know, will not see us being removed from the earth.
那信徒呢，被从地上提去的这个事情啊，发生的太快，就在一瞬间，所以这个地上其他的人呢，他甚至不会注意到，也不会看见这个被提的过程。
It's in the blink of an eye. In the blink of an eye, believers will be in heaven.
所以圣经里用的词就是一眨眼，就一眨眼的时候，一眨眼这个时间里面，基督徒就会在天上了。
Now let's look at this passage in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4.
好，我们来看一下帖塞罗尼迦前书的四章这一段话。
It says in verse 13, I would not have you be ignorant. To them who are asleep, we do not sorrow as others who have no hope.
十三节，论到睡了的人，我们不愿意弟兄们不知道，恐怕你们忧伤，像那些没有指望的人一样。
So what he's saying in verse 13 is our eternal destiny is not in the ground, is not in the grave.
十三节里的意思告诉我们，就是我们这些信主的人的这归宿啊，不是在地上的坟墓里的。
When a person passes from this world, we sorrow, but not as others who have no hope.
当一个信徒啊，他去世的时候呢，我们也会忧伤，但是不是像那些没有盼望的人那样的忧伤。
We have the hope of being with the Lord Jesus in heaven for eternity.
在永恒里跟主永永远远在一起这样的盼望。
The grave isn't our destiny. Heaven is our destiny.
所以坟墓不是我们的终点，天堂才是我们的终点。
One writer said it this way, we are not looking for the undertaker, but we are looking for the upper taker. maybe that's a little hard to translate.
Yeah. 我试着翻，就是有一个作家是这么写的，他说我们期待的不是把我们埋在地里的那个人，而是期待的是把我们提到天上去的那个人。
Let's look at verse 14. Verse 14.
我们看第十四节。
For we believe that Jesus Christ died and rose again, even so those who sleep in Jesus will God bring with him.
十四节，我们若信耶稣死而复活了，那已经在耶稣里睡了的人，神也必将他与耶稣一同带来。
Now, who is it that the Lord will rapture, bring with him to heaven?
那这些人都是谁呢？就是在被提的时候，主耶稣要把谁一起带到天上去呢？
The word rapture comes from the Latin word, which means to catch up. All we're talking about in the word rapture is the Lord takes us up to heaven.
那 rapture 这个词呢，在这个希腊语原文里就是提，就是抓住提上去的意思，就是主耶稣要把我们从地上提上去，提到抓到天上去。
But there's a particular people, only a very unique people that he'll take to heaven with him.
但是呢，只有一群特别特殊的人呢，会被提到天上跟主在一起的。
Look at verse 14.There's a little phrase in verse 14. It's the phrase in Jesus or in Christ.
就是在耶稣里或者在基督里。
Look also in verse 15.
我们再看15节。
For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with the voice of the archangel, a shout in the voice of the archangel, the trumpet of Christ. The dead in Christ.Shall rise first.
不是十五节，是十六节啊。因为主必亲自从天降临，有呼叫的声音和天使长的声音，又有神的号角吹响。那在基督里死了的人必先复活。
When we are saved, we are placed in Christ. It's a term used for Christians.
我们得救了以后呢，我们就被放在了基督里。这个是用在基督徒身上、信徒身上的一个词。
When you come to faith.In the Lord Jesus Christ, when you acknowledge your sins before the Lord Jesus and realize He died for you on the cross of Calvary, when you receive that invitation, believe on Him, the Bible says He places you in Christ.
所以当你意识到你的罪，在耶稣面前意识到你的罪，你相信他在十字架上为你付上了罪的代价，你接受了他的这个救恩的礼物的话，你接受他做了你的救主以后呢？圣经里说你的位置呢就是在基督里了。
Now, this passage says that those who've died will also go to heaven, and those who are alive at the rapture will also go to heaven.
那这一段告诉我们呢，不管是在基督里死了的人，还是当时还活着存留的人，只要是信在基督里的，他们都会被提到天上。
It says in verse 16, it says the dead in Christ, those in the graves, they will rise out of the graves in an instant, and their bodies will be transformed, and they'll have new bodies, and they'll be raised and taken to heaven. And we who are alive on the earth, we will also be caught up together with them, and we will join the Lord in the air.
那十六节里提到的是基督里死了的人，就是他们的身体已经埋在坟墓里的人，那他们的这个在坟墓里的身体也会改变，也被瞬间被提到这个空中。然后十七节讲到是我们当时还活在这地上的人呢，也会被提到云里。
How do we know this is true?
我们怎么知道
How do we know that the Lord is going to do this kind of thing?
我们怎么知道这一切都是真的呢？我们怎么知道主耶稣一定会做这些事情呢？
Verse 15 says these words.
15节说了这个话。
For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, by the promise of the Lord, by his word to us.
他说
that this will happen.
我们现在照主的话告诉你们一件事，也就是说这是主自己说的，这是他的应许。他照他的话，这些一定都会发生。
So our destiny is not in the grave. We will be caught up to meet the Lord in the air.
所以我们的终点不是在坟墓里面，我们会被提到空中去跟主在一起。
This is a truth only for Christians.
但是这只是对基督徒是真的。
Those who are not Christians will be left behind.
那些不是基督的人会被留在地上。
Believers and those who are alive and those who are dead will be caught up together to meet the Lord in the air.
那只要是信徒，不管他是当时是死的还是活的，他们都会被提到空中和主相遇。
One last truth, down in verse 17, we'll meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever.Be with the Lord for the rest of eternity. We will always be in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ.
然后第十七节呢，讲到最后一个真理呢，就是我们被提到空中以后，与主相遇以后呢，我们就要和主永远同在，就是在永恒里面，我们都是永永远远跟主在一起的。
And at the very end, he says, comfort one another with these wonderful, wonderful words.
那在最后一节经文，他说，你们当用这些话，这些美好的、奇妙的话，要彼此劝慰。
Just a little description, just a little bit of a description of the rapture of the church.
Yes.
我刚才就简短的 ，David 刚才简短的描述了一下这个被提的过程。
Thanks, David. We'll just add that the day of the Lord, the day of Christ, and the day of God, as outlined by David, are three distinct terms.
那 Eric 说呢，我想再补充一点，就是刚才 David 提到的这三个日子啊，主的日子、基督的日子和神的日子呢，我们一定要把它区分开来。
The day of the Lord is an Old Testament term.
那主的日子呢，是一个旧约的词。
It's a day that is associated with judgment.
那这个词呢，是和审判连接在一起的。
As you read the Old Testament, you run across that phrase many, many times.
如果你读旧约的话呢，你会很多很多次碰到这个词。
It speaks of the time when the Messiah, the King of Kings, is going to come and claim the kingdoms of this world as his own, and this is known as the Day of the Lord.
所以主的日子呢，是讲到那个弥赛亚，就是这个万王之王啊，他会来到地上，收回这地上的。权柄啊，就是他在地上要建立他的国度。
And it's preceded by the tribulation period.
那在这个主的日子来临之前呢，会有一段的灾难时期。
Those events that are described in the book of Revelation, chapter 6 to 19.
那这些事情呢，都描述在启示录的六章到第十九章，会有一系列的事件发生。
But the day of Christ is a term that applies only to this particular age in which we're living.
那这个基督的日子呢，只和我们现在所处的这个时代相关。
It's called this is the age of grace.
我们现在所处的这个时代呢，被称作恩典时代。
For 2,000 years, this age has been continuing, and God has been taking out of all the nations of the world a people for His name.
那这个恩典时代呢，已经持续了两千年了。在这两千年当中呢，神从各国各民当中呢，都呼召出了属他的人。
That company of people is called the church or the body of Christ.
那这一群人呢，被称作教会或者被称作基督的身体。
And the Lord Jesus, before He went to heaven and went to the cross to pay the price of our sin, to unlock the gates of heaven by His own blood.He's told his disciples that he would come again for them.
那主耶稣基督在上十字架之前的那天晚上，就当他要在十字架上为我们付上死的代价，要为我们打开天堂的大门的那一天的晚上，他跟他的门徒说，他还会再来。
And that coming again, which David has described from the book of Thessalonians, he's described the event, that's called the day of Christ.When he comes to bring his bride to heaven.
对这个他再来的日子呢，主说他再来的这个日子呢，就是刚才 David 弟兄在这个帖撒罗尼迦前书四章里面这一段讲的，就是他会为他的教会，为基督的身体而来，把教会提到空中去。
When after that happens, the day of the Lord begins.
在基督的日子，就是教会被提的日子之后呢，主的日子就开始了。
And once the day of the Lord is complete, and all the enemies of God have been put into the lake of fire, and Christ delivers up the kingdom to the Father, then that will be the day of God when all will be in all.
那在主的日子都结束的时候，基督的一切的仇敌都被消灭，被扔在火湖里的时候，基督就会把这个国度就又重新交回到父神的里面，那神呢会充满一切。
But in this age, we're expecting, we anticipate, those are the words that David has been bringing before us. We anticipate the coming of our Lord. The day of Christ will be when we will be with him forever.
但是我们现在所处的这个时代啊，就像刚才 David 用的那个词，就是我们是期盼主的再来，期盼他来为他的教会而来，我们会到，会被他提到空中，永远远跟他在一起的那个时刻。
Thank you very much. I'm going to just turn the rest of the meeting to Mr. Summers. He may have a concluding remark, and he'll close in prayer.
好，我们把下面的时间呢交给 Harold， 看 Harold 长老有没有什么要总结的，以及带我们做个结束的祷告。
Thanks again, Mr. Dunlap.
谢谢 David Dunlap 弟兄。
I just want to thank David and Eric. Those were good answers to a good question.And it's very, very delightful, the day of Christ, and then the day of the day of the Lord, and then the day of God. It's marvelous. And when we're looking forward to the day of Christ, we go up. Looking forward to the day of God, we're with Jesus forever. Marvelous. We miss the day of the Lord. If we trust the Savior, the day of the Lord is the judgment of God. And we miss that when we trust Jesus as Savior. We get the day of Christ and the day of God instead. Hallelujah.
那感谢这个 David 和 Eric 他们的给这个很好的问题做了一个很好的回答。我们是他们刚才讲解了这三个日子，基督的日子、主的日子和神的日子。那我们作为基督徒呢，我们是期待主的基督的日子，那个时候我们会被提到空中，跟主永远在一起。那我们也期待神的日子，那个时候就进入了永恒，更是在永恒里面与主同在。那我们刚才没有，就是对基督徒来说呢，我们不提这个主的日子，因为主的日子是审判，跟我们没有关系。
Thank you for that long translation. Lord, we're thankful.That there are promises in the Bible that get us just downright excited.
主，我们感谢圣经啊，它写下的这些事情都令我们兴奋。
We're excited that one day the Lord Jesus Christ will come. There'll be a shout, there'll be a trumpet, and all the Christians get to go up to heaven.
主，我们感谢有一天基督会再来，天上会有天使长的声音，会有号角。吹响的声音，所有的信徒都会被提到天上。
And we're thankful that we're going to miss out on the judgments that will come on the Christ rejectors on the earth.
我们很高兴我们不会经历这审判的日子，因为这审判会临到这地上不信主的人。
Lord, our prayer is that every one of us will say, that's what I want. I want the Lord Jesus to be my Savior. And we pray that you will work in every one of our hearts to that end.
主，我们的盼望是盼望每个人都说，哦，这是我想要的，我想要耶稣基督。盼望你在每个人心里动工，最终都让他们达到这样的结果。
Thank you for sending David to us, Lord. We pray your blessing upon him and his wife and family.
主，我们谢谢您差派 David 弟兄到我们中间，求您祝福他以他的妻子以他的全家。
And Lord, we thank you for the youth downstairs. Pray that you'll bless them. You've been blessing us upstairs and on Zoom. Bless the youth in the basement, we pray.
主，我们也祈求您祝福楼下的这些孩子们和年轻人们。你祝福了我们楼上的听众，也祝福了在 Zoom 上的听众。我们也祈求您祝福楼下的孩子们。
And so we give thanks and look together for next week, Lord.
主，我们感恩也盼望下周的时间。
Bless us, we pray in Jesus' name.
求您祝福我们，奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. My pleasure, and we'll
see you.
Have a good short night.
Thank you.